Georgia Tech wide receiver Calvin Johnson has been making big plays virtually from the moment he arrived in the flats. Now he's headed for the NFL, and on Saturday, he took time to stand up before the media and address them at a press conference.
Yesterday we weighed in, I was 6'5", 239.
239?
Yes.
Can you talk about your upbringing? I mean, I know your parents are very religious and you had a very solid upbringing. How important was that in reaching your ultimate goal as an athlete as well?
It was real important because my parents and my sisters and brothers have been with me throughout my whole football career, whether it be from high school and then on to college. You know, they're at every game supporting me. So they played a major role in my upbringing. Yeah, definitely. My combination of my size, speed, and my strength, and then my willingness to help out whatever team takes me. So I believe those will combine to help make me the ultimate player on the next level.
I'm sure Bus Cook has looked at the early teams in the draft with you and talked to you about where you might be the best fit or which team you would, work out the best with. Is there one in particular that you've looked at and said, yeah, that's the team I think I would fit best with?
I'm not saying anything about any particular team right now. I'm still in the process of interviewing all the teams. I haven't talked to everybody yet. And, whenever the time comes and as the time gets closer to the draft, I have a better idea of where I'll fit best at and who will be likely to take me.
How difficult of a decision was it for you to come out
here? It was real difficult, leaving my teammates behind. Love those guys, and then leaving the coaches. But I had to make the best decision for me and my family. So that's why I decided to come out.
When was that finalized? Was it something that was a gradual process, or was there something that set that off?
I would say it was a gradual process over the towards the end of the last season and then leading up to after the bowl game.
Calvin, there's a lot of talk that says you're the best player in the draft overall. Do you feel that
way? I definitely feel that way. I'm standing right in front of you. Not many people have my size, speed, and strength. So those three things.
Who do you compare yourself to in the NFL among receivers? Who do you like physically?
Get that a lot. I've been known to say a mixture of, Randy Moss and a T.O., a character like on the field like Marvin Harrison, just go out and get the job done.
Might as the attitude on Moss and T.O.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm like more so like Marvin Harrison with the attitude.
What do you think of players like that who seem to put themselves out ahead of the team? You seem to be the opposite end of that pole. What's your impression of guys like that who seem to be so much about themselves?
I don't believe it's just that they're just about themselves, It's just entertainment, I believe, and it's good for the game.
Have you guys ever complained about not getting the ball enough, not getting open? Receivers are always open.
Definitely. I'm not the one to complain. If I see something in the defense, I'll go talk about it with my coach on the sideline, and then we'll go from there.
What is your confidence process such that you're so sure that you're the right player for anybody that you would think anybody trading down when they could have picked you would be a big mistake?
Teams just go for whatever fits them best. If I'm not the best fit for a team, whether they need a quarterback or whatever, that's their decision, so I have nothing to do with that.
Have you met with any teams yet? Or
say that. Yes, I've met with teams since I've been here. The whole process is going real well.
Talk about your blocking for a second, would you?
Okay, no problem. I'm a big guy. I'm going to go out there and block because that's what I've done since high school. It was emphasized in high school and in college. I'm just a great blocker.
Dropping your weight, for taller receivers, dropping your weight and getting in and out is not an easy thing. Do you find that still comes naturally to you despite your size, or was that something you had to work on?
Yeah, I've played it. This past season, I've played it between 235. I got up 238, and I've played it that weight all season. So it's not a problem. And I'm working out down in Orlando, and I'm working out with Tom Shaw, and then we have a receiver coach in Torrance Smalls, and he's helping us out a lot in running routes that they would be the way they'll be running in the NFL.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about losing weight. I'm talking about like dropping the weight and getting in and out.
Oh, well, it's not a problem. It's natural. No problem. Yes. Like I said, down with Torrance Smalls down there, we've been working on that a ton because he was great at that, doing that himself. It's just a matter of getting your hands up and don't lunge out at the DB. Take your time, get off the line, let him attack, and then make a move from there.
Calvin, I heard that earlier workout that you actually jumped higher than the
pull would allow you to measure. Is that true? What happened?
That was last summer. Last summer I hit the top thing on the little while I'm doing my vertical. I barely touched it, you know, so I'm sure I can do more now, but
How high would that be?
It was a 45.
45 to about 45?
Yes, sir.
Is it your goal to be the number one pick overall?
My goal was just to go out and help any team that picks me. Get to the playoffs and then go from there.
Would you like to be the number one?
I'd love to be the number one, definitely.
From inside the Indiana Convention Center, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.